love my old teddy bear, even though he is a little ragged. But my brother thinks I should throw him away.
Well, that's not very nice. Even if it's old, you still love him. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Let's get started. It's hard to get rid of some of your old favorite toys, isn't it? I mean, even if they're broken and old, you still had a ton of fun playing with them and you want to respect them. In the same way, it's even more important to respect older people, even if visiting elderly relatives isn't your favorite thing to do. Remember, they've spent their lives taking care of friends and family, and even if they're not as strong as they once were, God still loves them just as much as He loves you. Now, let's listen to our story for Sunday. It's entitled, Battered Bears. Jordan gave her battered old teddy bear a hug before setting him on her pillow. Her brother smirked as he walked by. "Why don't you give that ratty old thing a decent burial in a garbage can?" "Oh, be quiet, Aaron," said Jordan, frowning. "You're just mean." "Let's go, kids," Mom called down the hall. Jordan sighed and made a face. They were going to visit Mom's Aunt Dora, who lived in a nursing home. "Do we have to go?" asked Aaron. "We don't like going there. It's boring, and she always asks us the same questions over and over." "Yes, you have to," replied Mom. "Aunt Dora loves to see you." At the nursing home, Aunt Dora smiled when she saw them. "I'm so glad you came. Can you stay for a while?" she asked as she fondly patted Jordan's hand. "Would you like the kids to draw you pictures while we talk?" asked Mom. Aunt Dora nodded happily, so Jordan and Aaron got out some paper and crayons. When Jordan finished her picture, she sketched a silly cartoon of Aunt Dora. She showed it to Aaron, and they both snickered. Mom saw the picture too, but she didn't find it funny at all. "Jordan, I noticed you didn't like it when Aaron made fun of your teddy bear this morning," Mom said when they were driving home. "I guess you still love it, even though it's old and its fur is rubbed off and one eye is missing, right?" Jordan nodded empathetically. "Well," said Mom, "I love Aunt Dora even though she's old. She raised me after my parents died, and it hurts me deeply to see the two of you make fun of her." Jordan hung her head. "I'm sorry." "Me too," said Aaron. "I guess we weren't thinking." "Do you know who else loves Aunt Dora?" asked Mom.
"God does. He loves and cares for elderly people, and He wants us to honor and respect them, even though their minds and bodies may not be as strong as they once were. They've spent their lives taking care of their families and friends, and now it's our turn to take care of them. Will you both please help me do that?" Jordan and Aaron both nodded.
"Well, what about you? Do you ever make fun of old people? Do you get impatient with elderly family members when they can't move fast or when they tell the same stories over and over? God is never impatient with them. He loves them and cares for them just as much as He always did. He wants you to treat older people with respect. When you grow old, He will continue to love and take care of you too." Our key verse is found in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4.
"Even till your old age, I am your God. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you."
And our key thought for Sunday, respect older people. This December, I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. I'll have a story for you every day and then talk about it with kids your age. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus through the busy holiday and discover more about why He came to Earth. So ask your mom or dad to search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.